1010 WOLB. Now broadcasting live at WOLBBaltimore.com.
Now it's time for Tight Knit Movement Radio, the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show, where we inform our listeners about solutions and opportunities connected to our affiliate businesses and events. And now, your host for Tight Knit Movement Radio, Eartha Harris.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad everybody's joining us. We have a big weekend. A lot's been happening. Danielle and Elaine is in the studio, guys.
Good afternoon, listeners.
Hello.
Hope everyone's having a wonderful day on this nice summer day, or summer-like day, I should say.
I know. The weather's been beautiful. It's exciting. And I wonder if we have Troy Rollins on the line yet? No Troy yet. We'll be joined by Troy hopefully in a minute, guys. Wow, that was a hard show to follow after all of that excitement about what's happening in the White House.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to make things a little bit more lighter here at the Tight Knit Movement.
Yes, let's move it away from that tragedy.
Yeah, let me move it away. Man, like you said, there's a lot going on. Guess what I found that was really exciting that was going on?
What is that?
What? So I'm going to tell my age. They got a baby boomers expo today.
Nice.
Really? Baby boomers.
Wow.
For those of you who were born in the baby boomers time, I won't give that year, but it's like around 1959, just before the 60s. Us baby boomers out there, we got a lot going on. And really, you know, they said people are living longer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This is true. Yeah.
And they're looking better.
Yes, yes, yes.
And talking about Barack Obama healthcare, you know, like you said, people are paying attention to their health. So again, we are out there really, really, taking care of ourselves, but they got an expo out there. So you guys who want to go learn more about what's going on in the lives of the baby boomers, check them out in Timonium Fairground today and tomorrow. The event is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Timonium Fairground. They have a baby boomers festival.
Wow.
Hey, Troy Rollins, I'm glad to see you. You're joining us.
Oh, yeah. Little technical difficulties.
I know it. That's why we have our wonderful
Troy.
Engineer in there working things out.
If not for Sashay, where would we be?
Hey, tell us about that weather in Cali. We was just talking up here. The weather's been beautiful. It's still around about 80 up here in Baltimore.
Yes, it is.
You know what? California weather is so boring.
Oh,
you know, we're so sorry for you, Troy.
It's sunny.
Yes.
It's sunny and beautiful and it's nice. But the misconception is that California is always like warm and hot. It's sunny, but it's not always, you know, California gets some winter, it gets cold here, not like snow cold, but you know, it can drop. The thing that gets you in Cali, back east and down south, we call it pneumonia weather. You know, when I first came here to California, it was February 2008. And, you know, during the day, it could be, you know, 75, 80 degrees, no humidity, nice, and drop down to 50, 40 at night.
Wow.
So, you know, you're talking about a 30-degree drop.
That's an extreme
you outside
difference,
in your shorts
yeah.
and stuff. You know.
That's why
people
that's
in California
why
don't really talk about it, but it's like, hey, you know.
Yeah, but that's why
like,
it's good
I
to have
like,
you,
I
Troy.
Mean, I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I like having all four seasons, too. I don't. It kind of does something to you.
But I was getting ready to say, that's what brings me into, that's what's good to have you down there in Cali to give us a different perspective. It's nothing like having a tight-knit radio show coast to coast so people to see that we're not just located in this one little area of Baltimore.
Right.
So I'm going to start off with you, Troy, and give us an update of what's happening, you know, down there in the East Coast and what's happening with you.
On the West Coast, little things. Well, first off, thanks everybody for tuning in once again to Tight Knit Movement Radio. Kind of an exciting show for you as usual. For those that don't know about Tight Knit Movement, we're tied to events and community and businesses and, more than just events, of course, solutions, but it's all about the network, the Tight Knit Movement Network. I want to give a shout out to Eartha Harris, of course, for holding us down in this. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make this little radio show happen that a lot of people don't know about.
Yes.
And as many times, you know, we plan certain things out, but it's something that dropped in the founder, Eartha Harris's lap and turned into something much bigger. So we're thankful for it. Thank you guys for tuning in. And also the business sponsors and people that want to join Tight Knit and find out more information about Tight Knit, let me give you a number real quick. It's 443-655-7198. 443-655-7198. And if you're in the West Coast and want to talk to me and about getting involved with Tight Knit, because we are a national organization, 818-809-6814, 818-809-6814, and we'll tell you more about what's going on. Real quick, Kat, on some of the stuff I have coming up here in California for the California folks on Thursday, the 10th of October. Can you guys hear me good?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Thursday, the 10th of October, I'll be at Barnes & Noble in Burbank doing my first book signing with Barnes & Noble Booksellers. And I'm very excited about that. Hopefully, it'll turn it more into a national book signing event through the different Barnes & Nobles. Mm-hmm. And this will be the first one, so I'm excited about that. That's 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I do a book signing and talk for my book, Butt Naked Honest, Conversational Foreplay for Dating. And it's going to be, we have a good time.
Yeah, also, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Troy.
Snap, snap. Ooh, Barnes and Nobles.
I'll also be doing, you can catch me around town in Los Angeles doing, I call it a grassroots comedy stand-up tour. A lot of people are like, well, when are you going to just do some stand-up? And I know you got your big shows and you're doing an hour, 2 hours. When are you going to come and do some stand-up? Well, you can catch me doing stand-up in different places in Los Angeles. You go to my Facebook, facebook.com/TroyRawlings fan page, and you'll find out upcoming events. Or just follow me on Twitter. That's the best way because I always update Twitter constantly from my phone and let you know what's going on at Troy Rawlings on Twitter. Find out more about that. Big shout out once again. I always shout out the media folks, Arsenio Hall, D.L. Hughley. I got to shout out media in general, but all the African American folks that have stepped into positions in television and film. You know, I came to California to really work in television and film. So I have a whole nother take, like you say, Eartha, coming from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a whole nother appreciation for media and what happens in TV, film, and radio. You know, I've been involved with radio for years, but really learning more about television. When I came out here, I was like, shoot, I'd love to host a game show because there's no black game show hosts.
Wow.
Now we got Wayne Brady hosting Let's Make a Deal. We got Steve Harvey with Family Feud. We got Sherry Shepherd doing the Newlywed Game.
Mm-hmm.
We have D.L. Hughley has a game show about to come out.
Really?
D.L. Hughley has a game show about to come out. And Cedric is now the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Correct.
Wow.
Really? I saw that.
You know,
last week was in your guest. Hey, Troy, last week wasn't your guest Troop? Didn't he say he was coming out with a TV show?
That's a good point. Steve Russell, shout out to my man, Steve. We became real cool. Steve Russell helped me with certain things here. He came in, was one of the guests on my Taboo Raw and Cut radio show when I had that here in California. And he went from that to being a guest on my first TV pilot taping for the Raw and Cut piece I did out here. He was my special guest. And when I called him to ask him to... about doing the Tight Knit Movement radio show early in the morning, he was like, whatever.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why Tight Knit is in the move, man.
His show is him. And I'm not sure if it's TV or radio. I have to get in touch with Steve and find out. But I think it's going to be like a TV-type show.
Yeah, he said
him,
TV.
Right. I don't know if it's a reality show-based talk show, but it's him, Ralph Tresvant from New Edition, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bub, there was a group called Today. And Big Bub, they had a jam called Him or Me, Him or Me. Do you want him? That's the 90s.
Yes, Troy,
right,
we remember.
I remember.
Go ahead and sing a little bit for us, Troy. Go ahead and sing us a little bit.
No, we're going to leave that for the artist spotlight.
Okay. Artist spotlight, yeah. Oh, we have a heavy hitter artist spotlight. The local there, right there. She does right there in D.C., does a lot of events in D.C. and Baltimore. Actually, Danielle, she was at the place that you reviewed last week, and we're going back to Phase 10. She does a show on Wednesday. She does a show on Wednesday, the Phase 10, but I'll introduce her in a little bit. She should be calling in a little bit.
I have to make sure I catch her there.
Oh, she's you're gonna hear about it. She's a,
mm-hmm.
she's a great sister. I'll introduce April Sampe in a little bit. But Steve has a show, but it's amazing to think, you know, I mean, look, I'm universal. I believe in everybody doing their thing, any kind of race, religion, whatever. But to think that within a 5-year time, we African Americans pretty much hold down all the talk shows on TV. I mean, the game shows on TV, where that was unheard of before.
That's I think that the Family Feud was actually made for Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's so well, you know, just so waiting funny? For his time, because yes. he is phenomenal.
Yes, he is.
I was just like saying, a lot of black people going to say, it's about time. I mean, right, you're naming it, but again, you know, it's a hard fight to
Here's why I say you have to realize what's going on in the industry. And I'll you know, keep it moving, because I don't want to. But you know, I focus on doing the artist spotlight. But I think I am going to talk every now and then about people who may want to get into entertainment and things like that, that you really need to be mindful of doing, just to have your stuff in order. I'm not talking about any race. I'm talking about if you're flowing excellence, it doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
But here's the big thing: when I came here to California, there was a gentleman named Vince Manzi at NBC. And he was the one, before I got there, there were several people that encouraged me to make the move. Monique Tynette Norrington, I have to give a shout out to her, with Savvy Promotion and their branding promotion marketing company, and really publicist Savvy, and she now has the Mark Group. But she was in Portland, she's from Chicago, and she really said, hey, Troy, if you want to do a lot of events and stuff, most of the stuff is in California, would you be willing to move? And at the time, no wife, no Zoe. I was like, yeah, I'll make the move. But what ended up happening is I started talking also. You remember Tris Hennessy on the Smooth Jazz Station there? Tris Hennessy was on the Smooth Jazz Station there. She also introduced me to a friend of hers named Vince Manzi, who worked with NBC. Vince Manzi said, hey, you can't tell a person from Baltimore this. Hey, when you get to California, look me up. So when I got to California, I walked in his office. He's like, oh, you really here? I'm like, yes, that's how we do. I ain't got no bus pass.
That's right.
How are we going to do this? But he was very blunt, very honest with me about a lot of things. And he said, Troy, if you notice here, look at NBC, it's a white boy network. I just had to be honest. And he said that because all the executives, all the people in the boardroom, the majority of them, white, handful of black folks, depending on a handful of minorities. So, folks, we got to realize that if we want to see more of us on TV, on film, the way we want to be portrayed and things like that, we have to get in those positions. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And it's not hard, but some people, you know, it's like the difference between someone being trained and groomed to be a owner of a team at a young age and being trained and groomed just to play football or basketball or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So it's that kind of thing that we have to do with our young people, from the whole perspective, and saying, hey, you know, I know you like being in front of the camera. I know you like doing this, but there are a lot of different things you can do.
And that's why I said that a lot of times we stand on the shoulders for those people who did know that. And a lot of people have been fighting and fighting and fighting to get in the position where you see the Steve Harveys and the rest of those guys out there with their own shows and with their own responsibilities of, again, portraying us as what we really know we are. And I have April on the line. Troy, is that your guest that's supposed to be calling in?
Yes, yes. Did you guys... I can interview April now. April Sampi, are you in the building?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, April. How are you, young lady?
I'm fantastically spectacular.
Oh, that's great.
Fantastically spectacular.
I have to agree with what you all are saying, though. I love this conversation.
Yeah. And it's funny, April, like you said, even though Troy contacted you, like you said, 347. Are you down at 347 or you at phase 10?
I'm in phase 10.
Okay, 347 in phase 10 right here in Baltimore is where people can catch live performances. But yet, you know, we go around and we always talk about there's nothing to do and there's no live entertainment. I always have a pet peeve.
That's so not true.
I tell Troy, people don't support it. And our artists, like you said, they're not just artists just for their talent of singing and whatever. Our artists really brings to the community the resources that they need. A lot of people don't use artists in that way, but really back in the day, we were using artists where we could raise a lot of money and raise a lot of awareness. You know, they really played an important part.
We have so much heritage. Well, we have so much heritage across the nation, let alone Baltimore.
I always talk to business owners about me coming in to host events or perform at their at their venues, and oftentimes they want to pay me the lowest amount, and I decline. And it's funny that they, you know, I always put it into, well, I always say it this way. You are more than happy to pay your accountant top dollar because your accountant is handling your funds. However, if it wasn't for a person like myself, the people that are bringing in the entertainment, the people that are bringing in your guests, and the people that you serve on a regular basis, the people that are making or that are actually helping you to make that money, you wouldn't have the money to pay that accountant, and that accountant wouldn't be doing anything for your finances.
So, right, you wouldn't be an entertainment venue.
Right.
You wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for the entertainment.
If there was no me, there would be no your quote-unquote business.
Correct.
And so I think that I like the fact that you're saying people being in those positions, I like to see people that look like me in the venues that I would like to perform in. And I like the fact that a lot of them are opening up to being able to pay their artists, wanting to pay their artists, wanting to work with their artists. And I have to say to the performers out there, don't go in and do things for little of nothing, especially if you're worth more. Now, if you can't perform and you can't sing, you can't act.
How about that?
You're not trying to
know. How about that?
Oh, here's another thing. Let me do this properly. Because we came on the line and we got into the conversation, but some people may be tuning in, some people may be listening and not know. This young lady who's speaking right now, this, our artist spotlight today on Tight Knit Movement Radio, her name is April Santi. Phenomenal, phenomenal vocalist, and entertainer. Beautiful sister. If you've seen her before, you probably know the name. You can't forget the name. And you can't forget if you see a 6 foot tall woman singing honey with a short haircut, big, beautiful eyes. You can't forget that kind of stuff.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
But April,
how tall are you?
April,
how tall are you barefooted, April?
I'm sorry?
How tall are you barefooted?
Really, Troy?
I'm 5'10 with no shoes on.
5'10 with no shoes on. This is important.
And with shoes, I'm 6'7.
This gives the crowd up.
I'm sorry, say that again. With shoes, you're what?
About 6'7. No, I'm just.
So what are you wearing?
Right,
stilts?
Usually 6'3, 6'4.
Okay.
But hey, April, I want to go back to what you said. My name is Elaine, and I'm actually a business owner, and I own a club on Park Avenue called Isis Lounge. And you're absolutely right, because a lot of times, and I'm speaking from experience, you know, we always try to, I mean, we want to perform, but we always try to, you know, cut their pay. But you know that we only pay for what we get, you know, so we have to make the investment. So, you know, I have to agree with you. If you know your worth, then, you know, stand by it. You don't let them, you know, short you, because I'm definitely.
I was promotion and entertainment manager for years.
Business owners. I talk to business owners on a regular basis about their marketing and branding. And they always want to shortchange their marketing and branding. People say, well, you know, I have to focus on my employees. I have to focus on my this, that, and the other. And I say, you know, look at the businesses that are really making it. Look at your Nike. Look at your, the reason that they're so big, the reason that they're able to employ so many people is because they put money behind the marketing and branding. They want to protect their brand.
Right.
And you have a lot of these small mom and pop shops that don't see the benefit of it. And that's
and to be fair on both ends, I know it's hard, because I was marketing entertainment promotion manager at Club 347. I'm the one that helped start the entertainment there. And you know, I was blessed to have so many wonderful musicians I work with and would work with me on a budget that would come in weekly. And, you know, we're talking about daily show. At one point in time, you know, in daily jazz shows to get everything up and running, the only other place that was really doing it was the Haven. So, and Keith, good dude over there, Keith. And I had to give a shout out to Ron and Bob Passat. And Eartha knows, because she remembers when we would battle. I would go in there and battle for the musicians and battle for the marketing and promotion budget and stuff like that. They eventually cut the check. But it was a battle, because
you know what it is, Troy. A lot of times businesses see it as an expense, opposed to seeing it as an investment. Because your entertainment is your front end, and that's bringing your money
in.
Right, and like she said, your accountants—that's your back end. That's just managing your money.
Right.
So you have to take care of your front end first.
Right, and I totally understand it, because Ron and Bob Passat—they're real estate owners. They weren't club owners, so they really looked at the bottom line, and it was like, hold up, how is this? How we have no guarantee that we bring these guests in, we're going to get this amount of people to cover this amount of money. I said, mm-hmm. well, if you don't do it, you have no guarantee on anything.
Right, because so you have an empty place.
You have to take your first risk and first step and invest it, and it takes time. And, you know, now you look at it, and you get some of the best artists around going down there. And these guys have put in the time and the work. But also, this is something we have to talk about, they did have the capital to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's important, Troy.
Yes, it is.
That's very important.
They thought about it, but they had the capital at the end of the day.
Well, unfortunately, everybody don't have the capital, so you can only work with what you have. But,
right.
You know, so it's
and then when we talk about quote unquote mom and pop places,
I agree. If you don't have the capital, get good people. If you get good people that can bring in a crowd, if you get someone who has a name, and you sit down and you talk to them. I'll give an example. When Phase 10 first opened, I was the second person to perform there. Shout out to Mark Evans. He was the first. And
Songbird.
He's amazing. But one of the things that they said to me is, look, we don't have, you know, that the big money that you're probably looking for. However, once we see that things are starting to pick up, we'll talk to you. We'll work with you in the way that you want to be worked with. And with that being mm-hmm. said, I've been working with them ever since.
Oh, good.
I feel that I was able to help them grow. But it's all a great conversation. I'm not going to walk in there and do anything for free. And please don't ask me to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'm more than happy to work with an organization that's starting from the ground up. That was the basis of my business. So
I love the fact that And once again, for those that, because most people are like, okay, we usually hear somebody sing by now and hear what they're doing. This and that. Well, you also got to, hold on a little late.
But this is a good conversational piece, though.
But it's totally, totally true. The reason I was saying that is because also April is a businesswoman. I'm not going to mention a bank, but she's a bank manager. So it kind of helps to have a business background as well.
Yes, it does.
Well, I was going to say it's being a business manager and understanding mm-hmm. business. There's a lot of components, because I was going to actually throw this one in, and I put the responsibility also on us as the consumer. As I say, April, I go around a lot of times and people are always talking about what they want. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that people understand you always can get what you want. Now, the question is, are you willing to pay for it?
Right.
Because they're the ones
no.
also. right.
No.
Because in this town, I see more so that we are shortchanged by people who redirect their money and everything but the things that's appropriate. And when I talked about artists and you being able to do a lot for us more than just come down to the clubs and sing, when we empower people, especially when we empower people economically, those are the same people that come to your community and help you resolve a lot of your problems, whether it's a fundraiser, whether it's awareness of a situation or whatever that particular artist with their celebrity can bring forth to a community. And that's why I was saying we are misinformed when we're looking at our artists and don't understand also an important role that you guys can play for us as a group of people. So that's why I wanted to go in that direction also.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 business owners.
So let me explain why. I agree that the consumer does need to step up their game. However, the consumer doesn't necessarily know that they do need to step up their game until the business owner markets themselves in a way that would make you want to make those, that would mm-hmm. make you want to actually spend that money.
I have to say yes and no.
Well,
I have to say yes and no, because
Walmart.
April, being a business owner, I see it out there and I see the request. And the request never meets what we want to have as a budget.
Right. People shop at Walmart because they want the cheapest prices. They mm-hmm. don't even look at the quality.
But I disagree. If you watch a lot of the documentaries that they have, or mm-hmm. even go in and really compare, oftentimes they're the same exact prices. It's just that the reason people go to shop at Walmart is because it's a perception.
They know Walmart as a brand.
Right. They actually market it in a way that it's less expensive. Actually, I watched something on Costco mm-hmm. recently, and the CEO said, we do a lot. We spend a lot of money to make it look dingy. because that's the environment that you say, you know what, it's not that expensive. I'm going to go here. I'm going to spend all this money. Every time I go, I spend about $200 every time I walk into Costco.
Yeah, but the employees are also complain how, especially at Walmart's, how they don't get good pay. They only get about $7 an hour. They don't get health benefit. So what I was saying, April, the overall benefit of us understanding what are we looking for. When we talk about Costco's, and I know I stop at Costco's because I think I get a bigger bang for my money. I'm not thinking that the person who created the laundry detergent should get $12 because it's a great laundry detergent. So as an artist, a person's not looking at you and saying, oh, well, I'm going to go pay $20 for this particular artist because she's a great artist. They say, well, I'm going to go get live entertainment from anybody. And down the street, they got you can get in there for $10 and they have live entertainment. So,
right. Yeah,
so
a lot of times that is the perspective.
Alley.
Absolutely.
I guess it depends on,
this is just my opinion also from both ends, because I understand what everybody's trying to say. I definitely understand the branding, marketing, and promotion side why it's so important. And I definitely understand the component of saying, okay, I can go down here and catch this comedy show at the Comedy Store, but since I'm a comic, I can get in there for free. But there is a hot comedy show at Nokia tonight, but it's $45.
Well, Troy, that's why I said yes
Let me finish real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish real quick. That's why I say that, because I understand both components. I understand the branding and marketing, because if I have the wherewithal and I have the dollar amount, I'm not going to see the local comedy show all the time. I'm going to see who I want to see because I have the money. But if I don't, and I still want entertainment, I'm going to carry my behind down to the place I can get in the door dag man free. So I understand both sides of it. I understand what you guys are saying,
but let's let them hear April and make sure we understand why we are going to.
That's true, because I do have to pay some bills.
I perform at
April. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for
wait a minute, Troy. April was trying to say something.
What is her last name?
I was about to introduce a guy.
I know, but you didn't let April finish her thought, and I'm a good host.
I'm sorry, April. Go ahead.
I'm a good host. Go ahead, April.
The only thing that I was going to say is I perform on both spectrums, both ends of the spectrum. I perform at a place called Blues Alley, which is in Georgetown, Washington, D.C. They charge $25 a ticket, and I pass the place out, and people end up paying, you have to spend usually about $30, $40 in food and parking, plus the $25 ticket, plus whatever. And then I go and perform at Phase 10, and it's free to get in, and there's no drink minimum or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, I always have a packed crowd either place that you go. It really depends on how I'm being marketed. I mean, it depends on my brand.
Correct.
And the demographic.
I feel that my brand is in a positive light. Well, if they had a Blues Alley or something like that in Baltimore, it would be the same thing. I feel that it depends on the person who's performing and their brand.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it stays positive, you can continue to bring people on a regular basis. It might start off slow, but you just got to put time into it.
That's true.
It started off slow at Phase 10, and I'm there every week, and people still continue to come. Why?
Well, the reason when I say demographic, I mainly mean it's a different type of marketing promotion that goes on for the same concert, because it's happened time before. You can market the same concert in Baltimore and D.C. It's just a different realm of promotion and a different demographic between each thing. Blues Alley is also a hub and has been, you know, I think Blues Alley has been there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And probably so has more. D.C. as far as the
but
art entertainment.
Yeah, and D.C. is very, very much on entertainment like that.
Right. D.C. is a location that people come for those type of shows. I do shows, too. When we do a show in Baltimore, people hardly come. We do a show in D.C., people come, because that is an atmosphere where people will come out and purchase tickets. So that's what I was saying. It's a holistic approach. It's no one approach. So all of us are right. It's a holistic approach. But we have to hit all of those components. Not only just the component of the business person, we have to hit the components of the consumer. And then, to me, we have to hit the overall component, the purpose. The purpose that we're really utilizing all of this for is hopefully for the greater of mankind, as they say. It's not even for our own selfishness. So, April, again, I'm going to let Troy introduce you so we can get to our most important part, our artist spotlight.
Oh, okay.
All right, folks, for those who may be tuning in, may tune in the midst of the conversation, you listen to the Titan Movement Radio. And this is the artist spotlight, the young lady who's been talking so much about the business of music and entertainment. That's what our focus has been for the last half an hour. So just in case you tuned in late, mm-hmm. we've been talking about just how the business owners and also consumers can work better together to present the best shows. And the business owners, we'll talk about some other ways, and Titan has some amazing ways for you to get involved, business owners, to get the budget you need and to have the strategies you need to have successful events and not put everything on you. So once again, to get in touch with Titan Movement to find out more about the strategies we have for business owners, call 643-655-7198, 443-655-7198. And our artist spotlight today is the beautiful and wonderful artist Sanpe. April Sanpe. How are you, April?
Hey, I'm fabulous.
And where are you originally from? Let everybody know where you're originally from.
I'm originally from the D.C. area. I still live in the D.C. area, and I'm in Baltimore probably 3 times a week.
Cool. And you said a little bit about your events, Blues Alley and Phase 10. We're going to get more of the information on how to get in touch with you. But I always do something where I get people to hear a taste of the artist they're talking about, and I put them on the spot and get you to sing something you may want to sing a cappella. We've had a list of wonderful singers: Marcel Russell, Andrea Jones, Stephen Russell from Troop called in last week and blew the women away. Mm-hmm. He hit flashes across the radio, across the nation. It was crazy.
Yeah, he did.
April, don't let him intimidate you, but go ahead.
April, if you can, hey, this is my portion.
He wants to be serenaded.
I want you to, this is my portion. So April,
I'm not feeling
wonderfully, and she, April already know, I'm not trying to intimidate her.
I know.
Also, let me thank you, because April was a part of an amazing tribute I did at one of my concerts in Baltimore. I did a Skip Scarborough Lifetime Achievement Award that I presented to his wife. And it was something that we want to continue, something I want to work with them and more when I start doing more concerts to continue again. And April blessed us with, you know, Skip Scarborough wrote, just look him up, Skip Scarborough, Clarence Skip Scarborough. He wrote amazing songs, Love Ballad for LTD, Love Holiday, Giving You the Best I Got with Anita Baker. And
that's
she did her rendition of Giving You the Best I Got, which is amazing. But if you can bless us with a little something, April.
Okay, now what I have to do, I hope you don't mind, I sing a little loud, and I don't want to be rude and disrespectful, so I'm going to take the phone away from my ears. Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you put it on speaker, do whatever you got to do. Hand it in.
Well, this song is called My Favorite Things, so let's see how you like it. I see you standing there, chef's body's listening. Giving me pleasure with the licks while we're kissing. Sexing up my soul's candlelight dining. These are a few of my favorite things. Candy matchings and cream just for whipping. I'll let you save me, you shark with full dipping. So come for me, baby, and call out my name. You are by far my most favorite thing. Come on inside, you can do anything. My heart's beating fast. I'll simply remember you're my favorite thing. And then I don't feel so bad.
Sexual
chocolate.
That was
you
nice.
Forgot to drop the mic. That was excellent,
yeah.
April.
Very, April,
very
you know
nice.
What? This is Eartha. Now I remember who you are. I don't know if you remember who I am. I usually come, I have like a little bush on my head. But anyway, April, what I was getting ready to say, not only are you a tremendous, great singer, but I remember who you are now. You are a great host. You
Thank
keep
you.
Us laughing. You are very funny. I remember now who April is, okay? When I, child, you get a 2 performances in 1 if you come down there with April. I think I came down there and you was hoping, you know, like the jam session or something like that. where you were calling people up and they would, you know, do their little thing, sing or something.
Every Wednesday, I host the open mic at Phase 10.
Yes, and you had everybody on the floor. You were so funny.
Oh,
yes, she is a great host. You got to see it. Oh, Nana, and when I heard your voice, yes, you got a very distinguished,
powerful
sound.
Voice. Yes. Very powerful.
Woo. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for blessing us with that.
Mm-hmm. So Titan is definitely going to be in the building. We're definitely going to come down and support
you. Oh, yes, we are.
And you guys really have to hear, for those that are listening on the radio and stuff like that, you really have to hear in person. Because, of course, the phone, she had to drop the phone because she's one of those singers that can walk away from the microphone.
Well, you know I can hear her good.
Right. One of those old school singers that really, you know, I mean, just belt out a great tone, personality.
Yes,
she's a performer.
We could hear that. She has a very powerful voice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yes. Like I said, I remember exactly who you are. Like you said, if they come see you, like you said, they will remember you. They will get a great show. And that's why I said, I guess I'm so passionate about it, because you bring more to the table than just, like you said, just being a singer. You know, the way you host the whole evening, the way you interact with everybody that was there. It was just a great atmosphere when I went. Made me want to come back.
First of all, I definitely appreciate it. The one thing I can say about open mics and those type of environments, it's a lot of times I'm doing it in a restaurant or a bar, sometimes a lounge. People aren't necessarily there for that particular reason. So because people aren't there for that particular reason, you have to find a way to get their attention or to keep their attention. In a Phase 10 environment, we're in the bar area, and people are just there because it's happy hour. They wanted to grab a few drinks. They're there with their friends. They want to communicate with each other. It's kind of hard to keep their attention, and so you have to find different ways, make them laugh.
Well, you do a great job at that. It was, you do a great job of that.
Well, we definitely be in the house. We definitely going to come see you.
Thank you. Please do.
April, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you online, and also tell us again your weekly events.
Okay. So, first of all, Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at ARSAMPE. ARS is in Sam, AM is in Mary, P is in Paul, E is in Edward. April Rose and their Twitter. Anyway. On Facebook, you can follow me on my music page or my personal page at April Sampe. On Instagram. And again, my last name is spelled S as in Sam, A, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, E as in Edward. My website is aprilsampe.com. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, as far as my weekly events, every first Monday, I'm at a place called Paparazzi in Baltimore. So I host their open mic, or AKA jam session. Every Wednesday, I'm at Phase 10, and we shake it fast. We also watch ourselves. Sometimes we show them what we're working with.
Okay, good. I like that.
On the last Friday of the month, I host a open mic poetry event, and that's at a place called Annie's Art Gallery in Camp Springs, Maryland. Every first, third, and fifth Sunday of the month, I host at a place called K2 Lounge in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Awesome.
I try to get everywhere. I'm working on Philadelphia right now, so hopefully
she's definitely on the move.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
No, so you're definitely on the move. That's a good thing.
So I'm working on getting a nice little open mic in Philadelphia, but I also perform everywhere. So at K2 Lounge, I perform every second Friday. However, the next two quote-unquote second Fridays are going to be a little strange, so watch my Twitter page.
Okay.
But I'm there every second Friday. At Phase 10, I'm there every third Saturday with my band, Cut the Check, where my music director is Gary Groove.
I like that, Cut the Check. I like that. That's a good name, Cut the Check.
Right.
That's straight up, you know.
But for your own information, we do accept all major credit cards and cash.
Okay, good.
And do you have any music out yet that people can get online?
I have two CDs. Right now, they can both be purchased through Amazon, iTunes, as well as CD Baby.
Okay.
And at every show, I have my most recent CD, which is called Saturday Night. So just a little bit of Saturday Night's background. I stopped breathing in my sleep back in 2004 twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a tumor in my throat. So my doctors told me that once I had my tumor removed, I wasn't going to be able to sing again, let alone speak the way I do. And in June of 2004, I got my voice back. It so happened that it was on a Saturday night. Now, sorry to say that the CD is not necessarily very inspirational.
It's not just a party CD.
But it is a party. It is kind of a party CD. I wanted to have fun because I was very depressed during that time.
Right.
So it was more of a, April's going to enjoy herself. I got my voice back and everyone will know it.
So that's
the name of the CD.
Yes, it is.
That's the reason.
Wow. Well, again, we thank you, April, for coming on. And since you can come to Baltimore, maybe you'll hit us one Saturday and grace us in the studio. You know, we always like people to come in, so you're definitely welcome at any time. And keep in touch and let us know if we can help you get anything out, if you have any upcoming events.
Well, and
April just mentioned four events that she's doing on a regular basis. So if you're talking about one person that has four events monthly, if not five, that you can catch around the DMV, that's one person. So there's always something to do, and these are phenomenal events. And you mentioned one of them are free, or how many of them are free admission?
All of them are free on the nights that I host the open mic, with the exception of Andy's Art Gallery, that's $10.
Okay.
And the nights that I am performing at K2, that's also $10.
Okay. But wow. You was getting ready to say something about November?
In November, I will be doing an event. Oh, my goodness. It's right before Thanksgiving. So I'm working on coming out to the studio to hang out with you guys.
Okay, great. And also, if you know Marcel Russell, he has an event November the 9th. We're always going to go and try to support him. I got to get exactly where it's at. But again, what we try to do with all of our artists that we have here at TightNet, again, try to encourage all of our supporters, including ourselves, to come out and check you guys out.
Definitely. And he is amazing.
Yes, he is. He came in studio and gave us a blessing.
Yes.
But okay, so it's 1:42. We have to move on, unfortunately, April. Thank you so very much.
Thank you all very much, and I'll see you all on Twitter.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Thanks, April.
And Phase 10. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And at Phase 10.
Yes. Right. We're going to come.
Bye.
Bye, April. Okay, Danielle, can we move right along? Danielle, got something special for us?
Yes, before I begin with our Phase 10, you know, April mentioned Phase 10, but I must tell you, Troy, I went back to Phase 10, and my experience was so different. So I am going to talk about Phase 10 today during my table talk. Absolutely, absolutely.
Nice.
But before I do that, I have to tell you about PB Health Home Care Agency. PB Health is sponsoring Table Talk for the month of October.
Nice.
Yes. So, PB Health has provided the best in-home medical and personal care services to the elderly, disabled, infirm, and special patients since 1994. October is National Physical Therapy Month. PB Health would like to say to their physical therapists, for all you do, we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
And PB Health always has great employment opportunities for their physical therapists. Also, Troy, in November, PB Health will be celebrating National Home Health Month. For more information, call PB Health at 410-235-1060. Again, that's 410-235-1060. Or visit their website at www.p-b-health.com. That's www.p-b-health.com. PB Health, special people, special needs, exceptional care.
Oh, wow. Right. Thank you, yes. people. Thank you so very much. We love our sponsors. Right.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about...
So now, let's get into Table Talk.
Table Talk.
Phase 10. I told you a little bit the first time about Phase 10 and that even as I enjoyed the food, the experience wasn't that great and I understood the time that I went. I am so glad that I went back again because my experience was so different. I actually went back on Thursday evening and I enjoyed the jazz.
Yes, we was talking about that. Oh, the live music, man. I told you.
I enjoyed that cornbread.
I told you. I ain't gonna let y'all know they put sugar in it. They put sugar
you know,
in it.
I told Eartha, she said, you know, I love the cornbread. I think it was box. Well, I went back.
I tell you.
I don't think so anymore.
Change your mind.
It was, you know, I have to give them kudos to them because this is one of the reviews that I am most proud of. Yeah. You know, I went and I met with the owner after I reviewed the restaurant.
He's
the
nice,
owners, I should say. There's three of them.
Three.
It's Jay Carter, T. Randall, and W. Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three brothers.
Yes.
That opened up this dynamic restaurant and bar. And
they had a nice personality because I think
I'm great.
Yeah,
because
I met them before too. They
you
nice.
Know, actually, T. Randall used to frequent Chandonnays. And when I walked in and I looked at this gentleman, I shook his hand. I said, "Oh my goodness, I recognize you." I said, "You look so familiar. Where do I know you?"
Mm-hmm.
Small world. Small town.
Very small town. Very small town.
So, regarding the review. Let me get back to the review. It was just outstanding. I had their barbecue salmon. And this is the first time I've tried barbecue salmon.
That sounds already good.
It was absolutely fabulous.
It was absolutely fabulous.
Yes. So, I'm going to say that Phase 10 has been my favorite review thus far.
Okay.
Absolutely, and that says a lot because I am really hard on food. I really am. I'm terrible.
Well, we gotta set a date that we go down there with April and we have to meet us tightness ladies guys.
To.
We're gonna have to come back and set a date for everybody meet us down at Phase 10 on one of the nights that April's down there.
Yes.
We get a bang for our buck, another review, and some good entertainment and some
right.
good food.
So let me tell you, when I go into a restaurant and I review a restaurant, the things that I look at is service.
Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
and of course, food.
Correct.
Absolutely. I want to give them a 4 and 3.
Mm.
And I want to give a special shout out to the server, Kay.
All right.
Kay was dynamic.
Was she?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. From the time I walked into the restaurant until the time I left, it was just a wonderful, outstanding experience.
And it's very important.
You know, so I'm giving them a 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow, guys.
Yes, woo. Yes.
That's awesome.
And they are so deserving of that.
What time did you go, Daniel?
I actually arrived there approximately 7 o'clock. There, I believe their jazz started at 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I walked around, and, you know, they have a loft upstairs as well as another bar area where they hold private events as well. And so one of the owners, I believe that was Jay Carter, if I'm not mistaken, walked me around and gave me a little tour of the place. And so by the time we finished with that, then I sat down and I enjoyed another meal.
That's what I love. I'm going to start
another
going with
meal.
You. I told you to call us up when you're going to these restaurants.
She didn't. Okay, I'm going to have to work on that later.
Maybe I'll work on that one.
Yes, and I enjoyed the band. And the band was awesome.
Yeah,
the music
awesome.
Sound great.
They always have awesome bands mm-hmm. down there. I've been down there a couple of times. Like I said,
yes.
they always have.
Yes.
And another nice thing, even though it's tight parking, they have valet parking.
And that's what I use.
Right. And it's not even
very
that expensive.
Reasonable.
I think it's like $10.
$6, Eartha.
Oh, $6.
I knew
it wasn't expensive.
Absolutely.
Right.
I will always valet parking.
Right. For $6, you cannot beat that.
Like, especially when we were out nice hills, I like to just walk out and walk right into the spot. But yes, they got great parking. Really, they're on a historical street. Howard Street is a historical
mm-hmm.
street. You
Very
got the UB
so.
Blake Center. You have the antique shops. So you really have a good experience just by coming in that environment and around that area.
Yes. So listen, Phase 10 is located at 885 Howard Street. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21216. Their number is 410-462-2010. And I encourage you to go to Phase 10 for an enjoyable evening.
And if you want to go with us, just give us a call at 443-655-7198. Mention that you listen to us on the Tight Knit Radio Show, and you can come along and be a guest.
And we'll meet you on a Wednesday so that we can see Miss April Sampei.
Oh, wow. Yes. That would be great. Yeah. All in mm-hmm. And let me run down some of our other events real quick so people that's trying to get out this weekend and know where to go.
Yeah.
We always have the new Farmer House. It's located at 5302 Ricestown Road. You can go as early as 6 p.m. this evening and catch comedy and live entertainment. Usually they have an R&B act or a jazz act. But that mission is really a great mission. You get in for $15, but you can stay for their live broadcast, which is with Magic 95.9 for all you grown and sexy people who listen to Magic. You can come out, have a great time. Again, that's the new 5 Mile House, 5302 Ricestown Road. And then we also have today Morgan's homecoming.
Yeah, yes. Morganites. Yeah, yes. Yes. All the Morganites in the house.
And I'm going to tell you, I couldn't even, it would take me 2 hours to list all the stuff that they got going on today for Morgan.
It's a lot of activities.
But again, they have the game, they have the tailgate parties, they have Oxygen tonight for those of you who like to come out and party. So again, if you want more information on that, just hit me up later. I'll give you the rundown. But they have Morgan homecoming today. Also, at the Best Western, a longtime promoting group called U30, they'll have a reunion for all of you guys who used to come out to the Best Western, and that's located up there next to Martin's West. So you can come on out and check that out. And then we are inviting everyone, I mean everyone, to join us November the 9th for Marcel Russell.
Yes.
Marcel
yes.
Russell will be performing. And we're taking a Titanist party bus to the event. So give us a call again at 443-655-7198 to come to that. And the last one is, again, an event that was historical. 18 years ago in Washington, D.C., we had the Million Man March. This October the 13th, Sunday, at 401 Howard Street, we will have a commemoration ceremony. It'll kind of be an all-day ceremony, so try to come on out and support it. But it'll start at 10 with a church service. After the church service, for those of you who never experienced a naming ceremony, one of the gentlemen who went to the march, his name is Derek Chase, he's going to be doing a naming ceremony for his son. So it had drumming and dancing and a little cultural thing when, you give your kid that name. So come out and experience that. And then after that, we'll have also a community of celebration, just introducing people to a lot of positive things that everybody's got going on. We'll have the group that I work with, which is called OC250. We do an event every Sunday for the family. Come out 1400 block of Eden Street. We got tennis and basketball and all that sort of stuff. We're going to have the Boy Scouts there. They, again, I want people to understand what important organization the Boy Scouts have that also will contribute. We have the African dancers that will be there. We have etiquette and sewing for you ladies who are looking for something for you. I hate to say it because guys may want to sew too. But Linda Felder do an etiquette and sewing for young ladies. So we have that. But we'll have several things like that introduced that day. So people can see that the community is really doing a lot of positive things. You just really have to seek out that information. Tighten it. Every Saturday we're trying to bring you guys that information so we can be a part of that. And then on a private note, for those of you who want to go to Atlanta, I'm leaving on the 25th of this month to go down to the Taste of Atlanta, just a little weekend getaway. But it's a wonderful event that they have every year. It's called the Taste of Atlanta. And then for our businesses, we have a young man who's offering some discount. The winter is coming. And for those who have heating and air conditioning, maintenance, or whatever, Garfield said if you mention Tight Knit, he'll give you a discount. So again, reach me on that.
Awesome.
So get your house ready or your business ready for any winter.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Yes.
So hit Mr. Garfield up. Thanks to Hero. He was recommended from a friend of mine named Hero. And Hero, he participate in a positive group over there by Montebello Park. They are called the Auto Bars. You'll see them up there pumping iron. I want to say, well, I shouldn't pumping iron, but they'll be up there swinging on the bars.
Oh, my.
What? They're swinging on the bars. They're using that physical, you know, they're trying to show you.
See?
Special type of club.
Yes. Special type of club.
Especially special. You know?
So you want to be able to get involved with that. So again, those are businesses. And also another thing, shout out to Comprotex. October the 15th is the deadline for y'all who did not file. So you need to get your taxes done at Comprotex. And then I'll send it over to Miss Elaine.
Hi. What I want to talk about is ISIS. You know, I just throw ISIS out there. ISIS is located at 228 Park Avenue. ISIS open every day for football, parties, special events, anything that, you know, you want to do or have there. It's located, again, 228 Park Avenue. You can contact Coy or Gary at 410-685-4747. 410-685-4747.
She had a little blackout that moment.
Look, I was going to put my home number on there. That's what I almost did, but I didn't.
Uh-oh.
And also, very, very, very important, guy, ladies and young men. October is National Breast Cancer Month.
Yes, yes
please,
it is. Yes,
please,
it
please,
is.
Please.
Thanks for mentioning
that, Elaine.
Go have
your mammogram. I had one yesterday, and I'm telling you, it's very important for us to do that. And not only young ladies, men also. Men can get breast cancer.
Yes,
so please go and get your screening. And it's a good thing, you know, for this Obamacare, because it would actually allow you, if you have a pre-existing condition, it would actually cover that. I know before it was a big issue where if you had diseases or, you know, they wouldn't cover it. But now with the new Obamacare, it's giving you the opportunities to be covered. So again, don't hesitate. If you want to go have a mammogram, if you're scared, you can contact me. I'll go with you, because I know that it is scary to do, but please just do it.
And listen, also look into your insurance, because some of those supplemental insurances will also give you back money every time you have a mammogram done.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you can be bold like me. I say go anyway and pay later. Don't fool around with your health.
Right.
Don't take no chances with your health.
Absolutely.
Don't let
so
no one,
important.
Because people don't know, if you walk into a lot of these centers, they cannot deny you treatment or anything if you're really ill.
They're not supposed to.
I know, but a lot of people are so afraid they don't even try. So you sit around and you wait. I like the fact that, Elaine, that you brought up the fact that we should go get ourselves checked out way in advance.
Right. Absolutely.
A lot of times you wait too late.
Annually.
And you yes. have these things happening to your body. They give you symptoms before they get to the point right. of really being ill. So it's always great to try to do maintenance care. It's always great to join the tight-knit family. Like Elaine said, we will help you in anything. We'll go to the breast center with you. We'll go to the parties with you. We'll go.
Right. We're here for you.
We're here for you, because, again, it's very important to understand the tight-knit movement. That brings me into the fact that we are kicking off our tight-knit membership. So if you would like to be a member of tight-knit or a sponsor, please give us a call. It's the number again is 443-655-7198.
Oh, I think I give out one more shout out. I'm sorry. To my nephew, who's actually playing today for the University of Miami. They're playing Georgia Tech, and you can see him on ESPNU at 3:30. His name is Tariq McCord. Tariq McCord. Watch out for that name, guys. For the University of Miami. Number 17. And it's kind of ironic, because you have two 17s on a team, and usually that doesn't happen. You have one on the offense and one on the defense. So he plays defense. He's played defensive end and the linebacker. So watch out for number 17, Tariq McCoy.
And shout out to Fred and Sham. I would be remiss if I didn't shout them out, especially since they continue to text me and ask me to shout them out.
That's right. We love it when our supporters, you want to make sure that we're listening.
Yes. Love you guys.
Also, for a point of information, for anyone who has missed the show or want to catch this show, you can go on www.wolbbaltimore.com and hear us again. And we'll leave the last minute for you, Troy. Seconds.
That's it. Troy Rawlings on Twitter. I'll see you guys. We'll talk to you all next week.
Okay, you are tuned in to the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show.
Everyone, please enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, this July day in October.
Thank you for tuning in to Tight Knit Movement Radio. For more information on Tight Knit Baltimore, our affiliates, and events, email us at tightknitconnect@yahoo.com. That's tightknitconnect@yahoo.com. You can also reach us at 443-655-7198. That's 443-655-7198. Tight Knit Baltimore, more than just events, solutions.
1010 WOLB, now broadcasting live at WOLBBaltimore.com.